Some people survive war. Chosen ones survive family, fake friends, and spiritual assassination attempts and still manage to smile like nothing happened. Don't let that smile fool you. Behind that calm energy is a walking miracle, a divine enigma, a soul that's been ambushed by darkness, misunderstood by the very people they tried to save, and targeted not for what they did, but for who they are. And now, the world is about to be shocked when they find out what you survived. Here's a fact most people can't handle. Trauma doesn't always show up with scars. Sometimes it shows up as wisdom, silence, intuition, and a glow that makes demons uncomfortable. The truth is, the chosen ones weren't sent here to have an easy life. You were dropped into spiritual war zones with no manual, no backup, and, let's be honest, a few shady loved ones who came straight out of the villain chapter of your origin story. But somehow, you outlived every trap. You buried versions of yourself without funerals, and you resurrected in silence while everyone thought you were done. And now, you're not just surviving, you're about to shock people, not with revenge, not with anger, but with how whole you became after everything tried to break you. So buckle up. Number one, you survived the weaponization of your own kindness. You survived something most people never even realize they're going through. You survived the weaponization of your own kindness. You weren't just taken advantage of. You were emotionally manipulated by people who studied your empathy, who observed how far your heart stretched, and then used it as a weapon against you. The very love you gave was turned into a trap. They knew you wouldn't fight back the way they would. They knew you'd forgive, explain, give the benefit of the doubt. So they pushed boundaries, crossed lines, and treated you like an emotional punching bag because your kindness made them feel safe to be cruel. That's what makes what you survived so devastating. It wasn't loud, it wasn't obvious, it was subtle, calculated, and relentless. The betrayal didn't come from enemies, it came from people you went out of your way to help. People who called you when their world was falling apart but disappeared when yours was. People who cried to you, vented to you, leaned on you, then stabbed you in ways only someone close could. And even after all of that, you still questioned if you were the problem. That's how twisted it got. You didn't just survive toxic people. You survived the slow erosion of your own sense of self. Because every time they used your kindness against you, you began to wonder if maybe you were being too much, too soft, too emotional. But you weren't. You were just surrounded by people who saw your light and wanted to dim it for their comfort. And now, the same kindness they mistook for weakness has become your superpower. Because no matter how many times they tried to break it, you're still good, still giving, still loving. But now you've got boundaries, now you're awake. You survived being turned into a doormat and came out a door only the worthy can walk through. That's not just healing, that's transformation. Number two, you survived a reality that was custom designed to break you. You didn't just survive random hardships. You survived a reality that felt tailor-made to break you. The chaos in your life wasn't just a series of unlucky events. It was like everything around you was strategically designed to attack the deepest parts of your soul. While other people went through difficulties, you were going through full-blown spiritual warfare, layered in situations that felt too specific to be coincidence. The betrayals weren't just painful, they were personalized. The heartbreak didn't just hurt, it hit you in places only the universe would know mattered. That's not ordinary suffering. That's a coded attack on your calling. You weren't being punished for being weak. You were being targeted for being strong in a way that threatened everything false around you. And the craziest part, you hadn't even fully stepped into your power yet. You didn't know who you were, but life did. And so did the forces that didn't want you to remember. That's why things kept falling apart every time you got close to clarity. That's why people kept switching up on you right when you were about to elevate. You weren't just trying to survive life. You were trying to breathe in a system programmed to suffocate you before you even woke up to your purpose. What you survived wasn't just emotional or physical, it was energetic. You were a threat the moment your soul entered this world. And instead of caving under the weight of it all, you recoded the entire program. You didn't conform, you didn't give in. You cracked the pattern wide open and started choosing differently, healing deliberately, and walking a path most people don't have the courage to face. And now you're stepping into the version of you that all that darkness tried to bury. The odds weren't just stacked against you, they were custom built, and you still made it through. That's not luck, that's proof you were never meant to be average. Number 3. You survived being the black sheep while carrying the golden blueprint. You were treated like the outsider, the problem, the black sheep. But the truth is, you were carrying something the people around you couldn't see or understand. You had the golden blueprint, the healing code, the energy meant to shift everything. But instead of being embraced, you were rejected. Not because you were wrong, but because your presence made others confront parts of themselves they were desperate to avoid. They couldn't control you. They couldn't manipulate you like they could everyone else. You asked questions no one wanted to answer. You saw through lies no one else noticed. That's why they pushed you away. You weren't born to fit into dysfunction. You were born to disrupt it. And that kind of energy isn't always welcomed, especially in families or environments built on secrecy, generational pain, and silent suffering. You were the one who said, "This doesn't feel right." You were the one who called things out when everyone else stayed quiet. But because you saw too much, felt too deeply, and spoke too honestly, they labeled you as the issue. That was never fair, but it was expected because people fear what they can't control. You survived being misunderstood in rooms you were sent to heal. You had to carry spiritual maturity while others played victim. You were expected to stay silent to keep the peace, even when the silence was killing you inside. You were shamed for being different, when being different was your assignment all along. And through all of that, you still didn't lose your heart. You still didn't become bitter. That's what makes what you survived so powerful. They cast you out without realizing they were throwing away their blessing. But now, the roles are reversing. The one they tried to shame is the one they're secretly watching. The black sheep is becoming the cornerstone, and whether they admit it or not, the energy they once rejected is now the very thing they need to heal.